We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Did see an interesting article today here, Dustin. Obviously, I passed it your way.
Yeah.
And it was from Complex, predicting where Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and other star quarterbacks will play next season. So I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. So let's see. I mean, Ian Wharton covers the NFL. Okay, what does Ian think? What's his prediction? Because we're always excited about a good prediction on where quarterbacks will end up. So here's what Ian Wharton had to say. He's got Aaron Rodgers staying with the Packers. He's got Russell Wilson going to the Broncos. He's got Deshaun Watson going to the Panthers. He's got Matt Ryan going to the Giants, which makes no sense to me. Kirk Cousins to the Browns. Baker Mayfield to the Washington football team. And Jimmy Garoppolo to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, we'll get into certainly what he said about, you know, it's just one man's prediction.
Sure.
What he said about Kirk Cousins coming to the Browns and Baker going to the Washington football team. What do you think about the other ones here? Anything stand out? Like Rodgers staying in Green Bay, Russell Wilson,
sense.
Broncos.
I can see Rodgers staying in Green Bay.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense.
Matt Ryan of the Giants to me makes no sense because
no.
Matt Ryan should be traded to a team that is a very good team but needs an upgraded quarterback and has a very good offensive line because he's as immobile a quarterback as there is out there. The Giants are not a very good team without a quarterback, and they don't have a good offensive line. It seems like that makes no sense whatsoever, so I don't like his pick there. The rest of them, yeah, I mean, I could see Deshaun Watson on the Panthers. I could see that making some sense. Russell Wilson to the Broncos, that's definitely an area that would make sense. You'd think the Seahawks would want to trade him out of the conference, and the Broncos might be the best team that desperately needs a quarterback. I'll say the Browns need a quarterback, just maybe not as desperately as the Broncos. And then Jimmy Garoppolo to the Steelers, I could see that as a possibility. And if the Browns did move on from Baker to Washington, I could see that as a possibility as well. But those are the two big ones for us, Dustin. Kirk Cousins to the Browns and Baker Mayfield to Washington. Again, it's only one man's opinion, prediction. If that happened, if 6 months from now, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of the Browns and Baker Mayfield is the quarterback of the Washington football team, mm-hmm. Are you excited? Are you mildly happy? Are you disappointed? Or are you miserable?
I'd be mildly happy, I think. You know, I think Kirk Cousins is certainly an upgrade over Baker Mayfield. There's no doubt about that. But it's not a huge upgrade. But it is something that is somewhat intriguing because of the relationship between Stefanski and Cousins. And Cousins obviously had success with Stefanski in Minnesota and all that stuff. You know, I'll be interested to see what happens with Baker this offseason. Like, we obviously had that report last night from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, who cites some anonymous, you know, sources in the league that, or a source, I should say, in the league that believes that Baker will be traded this offseason.
Right.
First off, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, listen, at this time of year, a lot of people are saying a lot of things. You don't know if it's based on reality. A report that Baker is going to be traded this offseason seems pretty realistic to me. I mean, the Browns are clearly going to try to get better at the position.
Right.
And if they can, they're going to trade him. So, yeah, I mean, that didn't come as a surprise to me in any way, that report, because I've just assumed all along that that was a possibility. It's
sure.
Certainly not a guarantee, because I don't think they're going to move on from him no matter what. But I think anybody would be foolish to think they're not going to at least attempt to get better at the position. And if that's the case, then that will lead to a trade of Baker.
Yeah, and even though Andrew Berry said that, you know, they're going to move forward with Baker Mayfield, that's not, you know, the end-all be-all.
I mean, it's meaningless.
It's meaningless.
What else would he say
in January?
Of course. You're not going to say, well, we're going to keep all options open. Blah, blah. We're going to have a competition. That just lowers his value, because if they're going to trade for a quarterback, then they're going to want to trade Baker either as part of the deal for the quarterback or in a separate deal.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, in this suggestion from Complex, it would be two separate trades because, you know, Baker would be going to Washington and Kirk Cousins would be coming to Cleveland. But, yeah, you're going to want to keep Baker straight. You're going to want – if you're the Browns, you don't want anybody to think you're definitely going to trade him. And I don't think they're definitely going to trade him, but clearly it's a realistic possibility because he's overall been a disappointment through 4 years. He's had some good moments, but not enough. And when you have an AFC that's got some of the best young quarterbacks in the league, to be able to compete every year, you got to have a better player at the position. I think it's that simple. We had, was it Ross yesterday or
who else? Ross was yesterday.
Yeah, but who else did we have yesterday? I'm drawing a blank now.
We had Fedor.
Oh, yeah, it was just Fedor. So, no, it had to be Ross, who said you can compete once in a while with a pretty good – or maybe I saw it on TV. I don't remember now.
No, it was Ross because made the point that, you know, all those quarterbacks in the AFC, you're going to have to get a quarterback comparable to even beat those teams. And he
said,
every once in a while you can compete, but not every year.
It was a great point. It was a great point. I'm glad it was, Ross, because that means it was on our show. Thank you, Keith. Ross said, yes, with a quarterback like Baker or, a decent quarterback, you're going to compete once in a while. But you're not going to compete every year, no matter how good the rest of your team is, because we've got Mahomes, you've got Burrow, you've got Allen. Herbert, you've got Allen. And that's not even including Lamar Jackson. If you're starting a team from scratch right now, with age a factor, you could argue that those would be the first four quarterbacks you take.
Yeah, you can make that argument. You can make that argument.
Who would you take over them? I'm
trying to think.
I mean, I like Dak, but I'm not taking him over any of those guys. I'm not taking Rodgers or Brady because of their age.
They're too old.
You know, Russell Wilson, I like, but I'd rather have those guys. They're younger, and I think all four of them are better at this point.
Right.
I like Russell Wilson. I don't think he's far off, but I'd rather have if you just could start over and we were drafting from scratch every player in the NFL, I think Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, and Burrow would probably go 1 through 4.
Probably so.
Right?
And I don't know that Josh Allen wouldn't go number one
he might.
He's playing.
It's irrelevant. Those four guys would go
would
1 through 4.
Top four, yeah.
Whatever, I think. I mean, Keith, you got anybody else you think would go in there if you're starting from whole league, starting from scratch, you're drafting everybody from the beginning?
No, I think those are the guys.
Right? I mean, I get, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's just nobody would take Rodgers over those guys at this point because of his age. Same thing with Brady, I would think.
Well, you're talking also about other factors, too. I mean, we talk all the time about upgrading from Baker, that the cost has to – the product has to outweigh the cost that you're going to spend. Like, is Aaron Rodgers that much better than some of these younger guys that, the ceiling is whatever?
Right.
You don't know what their ceiling is yet.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you had to win one game, you'd probably take Rodgers right now over Herbert or Burrow and maybe even Josh Allen if you had to win one game. But if I said, well, who'd you rather have for the next 5 years, it's a no-brainer, I think. Because, as you say, even if Rodgers is a little better than those guys, it's not enough. Whereas if you're talking about comparing to the Bakers and the Garoppolos and the Derek Carrs of the world that are a level or two below those guys, well, then, I'll take Rodgers for 3-4 years because there's such a big gap in the talent differential. So if we're arguing, I think reasonably, that the best – best four young quarterbacks in the league are all in this conference. And that, again, Lamar Jackson might be fifth, maybe not. I mean, he'd be top 10. But that's two quarterbacks in your division and teams. And those are all teams that are like on the rise or at least in a good place. It's not like, the Bengals, who knows? It's a shaky organization, so they could go back and forth around Burrow. But the Chiefs are a good organization.
Right.
The Chiefs, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chargers, and I know the Chargers didn't make the playoffs, but those teams have a lot of talent around their quarterbacks too. And I don't know, it's going to be tricky. I don't see how Baker can, is going to make you compete year in and year out. The problem is I don't know if they're going to be able to. The only possibility of getting a quarterback that could compete with those guys consistently is Deshaun Watson. That's it. But obviously, there's a whole can of worms with that.
Because of his age and all that stuff, right? I mean, like, obviously, the civil lawsuits are a huge concern with Deshaun Watson. But, I mean, he's clearly one of the, you know, top 5 to 7 quarterbacks in football.
No doubt. You could go to the playoffs every year with this roster and Deshaun Watson. You can.
He was taking the Texans' awful roster to the playoffs.
Yeah, except for this last year. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.